Life often feels like a bit of a juggling act. Family, work, friends, so many things to do, so little time to do them in. It's like one of those jugglers with multiple plates, each spinning on its stick, and has to constantly run from one to the next, giving each plate another little tweak so it doesn't fall off and smash on the floor. I've always had more on my to-do list than I could possibly ever get done. Now, I've tried every which way I know to manage these things effectively. A diary, a handwritten page divided into sections for different parts of my life, sophisticated task management apps that sync between my laptop and my smartphone. But it doesn't matter how much I try, I still have more things to do than I can ever possibly get done. So how do you figure out what you should do today? Which ones you should do first? The tasks screaming out at you that they're urgent. If you don't get me done today, your world's going to cave in today. Or the ones that aren't quite so urgent, but you know that they're important because if you don't spend some precious time with your kids, they'll grow up not being the people you want them to be. How do you prioritise? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world. But let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Then you'll be able to decide and accept what God wants for you. You'll be able to know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. Me? I want to know what God thinks, what He wants me to do today. And so, strange as it may sound, the way I set my priorities is that early each morning I sit and I pray. I say, God, which ones do you want me to do today? It may sound a little odd, but actually it works, because what happens is that I end up doing things according to His priorities, not mine. I get a sense of what God wants, of what's good and pleasing to Him today, and that's just perfect, because it means that the things I'm doing today are actually fitting in with His plan. That's God's word, fresh for you today.